That's great. All right, let me just PowerPoint this up. Dun, dun, dun. Right, so this meeting will be about the conceptual design. Don't ask me precisely what conceptual design is. It's just something important that we need to do. Think of it as kind of turning the abstract into slightly more concrete. In this meeting, ideally, we'll come to some final decisions on what we're going to do for the prototype. Apologies for the last meeting. It was brought to my attention that I did not make the rules clear enough, so I will attempt to do so more accurately in this particular meeting. Fair enough. Thanks for the input. It's always good. So basically, all we're going to do is have some presentations again, much like last time. I'm going to go through you. Whoever wants to go first is fine by me. And we'll collate what we know about what we discussed in the last meeting, possible directions. And then we'll make some more decisions on firm up our idea on how we want this remote control to look and work. So, perfect. So without further ado, whoever wants to go first is free to. All right, Nathan, take it away. It is Nathan, right? I'm not calling you the wrong name over and over again. Whew. Good. Nice.
Basically, what I'm going to be doing is talking to you about that. Components of remote control. Okay. We've already kind of gone over this, but we have to get into more detail and probably have to reach some conclusions sometime soon. Energy source. Our manufacturer offers a variety of energy sources. Your standard battery, solar cells. Our manufacturer didn't say anything about lithium, so we might have to look. If we do go that route, we might have to look elsewhere. And also, there's a kinetic energy possibility. Basically, it's like the idea of moving the remote would create enough energy to keep it running. So that's one possibility. But I don't know whether that would be powerful enough to illuminate a touchscreen. So we'll have to look into that. The case, we have a few options. Plastic, rubber, or wood. And then, as far as the way it's shaped, we can do standard one flat, which we probably don't do, curved or very sexy double curved.
What kind of thickness are we looking at?
I imagine that we could specify. I don't see any reason to go outside of the convention of 3 or 4 millimeters.
Okay, brilliant.
The buttons, there are multiple sculpt buttons available from a manufacturer, but to use those, we would have to use more chips. And if we do go with rubber double curved case, we'll have to use rubber push buttons because the other buttons aren't compatible. And just a little note there, touchscreen equals mini chip switch equals zero. One thing that I noticed is that most remotes operate on the infrared part of the spectrum. So you notice when you push a button, see anything coming out of it, but in fact there is light coming out of the remote and the television can get that. And if you were to record, if you were to make a video recording, you could actually see that. One thing that I thought might be interesting was to use visible light coming out of the remote, just kind of as a fun gimmick. You could actually see something coming out of the remote when you pushed it. Of course it'd have to be a part of the spectrum that wouldn't damage the human eye.
Maybe is there an option that we could have that off or on so a person could select, like...
Yeah, I'm sure that we could do that.
But yeah, I like the idea. It's a good idea.
Yeah, just as a fun gimmick.
Yeah.
Just so it's part of it. And then onto the circuit board that we're going to use, also known as the chip. We really don't have any TA-11835. We're very limited by what our current manufacturers can offer. And my question to all of you is, should we look to other manufacturers just make do with what we have available?
Well, I'd say shop around, but with our time constraints, is that really a feasible option?
Mm.
Right. That's fine too. If we do go to the lithium battery route, then we'll have to go outside. My personal preference is, I'll just throw my cards on the table. I think we should probably go to the solar battery route, just to kind of keep with the environmentally friendly theme that we have going on. I like the idea of the visible light signaling. It's something that sets apart. And I was thinking of ways that we could produce the remote in a variety of different case materials to suit different tastes. So not so confined by one style and say something, you know, say the one, if we just go with one and it doesn't go over well, then we're in a bad situation.
Mm. Can we do marketing piloting too? Try to see what kind of, before we launch, can we see how they're received?
It's an option. Actually, I've got some research already on like what we're looking at and trying to casing right now.
Okay.
Which actually might even come into play beforehand.
Okay, perfect. Great, thank you very much, Nathan. It's perfect. So I guess that makes sense for you to take it from here.
I guess so. Because I found some interesting things.
Fascinating, compelling even.
I know. What a right. So, current market trends. Basically, I was looking at what's going on in the remote control market right now and what's going on in other design fields to see sort of what's trendy, what's new, what's happening. Remote control right now, basically everybody says they want newer, fancier, more exciting. There's like this boring, normal, functional, that we need innovative design options, and there needs to be an easy user interface. The challenge is that current trends right now across the board in fashion, in furniture, in technology, is that it's very organic and conventional. Now, I'm not saying we should have, you know, tomato-shaped remote controls or anything, but I think it is possible maybe to use natural colors, like if wood is an option, that whole organic, sleek, clean line thing, maybe something we can look into, different skin options, or if we can't afford this touch plate thing, or touch face screen interface, maybe having the images be specific, like you could choose your menu bullets to be
tomatoes.
Piloting, I thought maybe a casing option, like a, not like a skin, but like a holder almost, if you could do like leather options or wood options or something.
I should have mentioned this, as far as the rubber that we can use,
mm-hmm.
we can use a rubber as part of the case that has a consistency of those stress balls.
Slick. Slick.
Stick with what we're finding. Everybody's looking for easy use, technologically innovative, and this fancy new, I think perhaps the double curve thing, and maybe this rubber option is our best way to go for right now.
Interface, oh, the interface graphics for the,
Well, but then if the touch screen thing isn't
yeah.
going to work out for us, that's really not an issue.
I like the idea of rubber too, because it's tends to be associated with being durable, something that you can drop.
Mm.
So many, you go to so many houses these days and see the remote controls.
Very true.
Yeah, it's like, yep. It's ubiquitous, isn't it?
The whole fancy something fine, but worth a shot.
You go to the granola crowd.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for that, Sarah. Ron? lot of single people on the remote control research team at
Another concept is what Apple has come up with.
Yeah, I can see.
Probably not what we're going for. So I mean, my ideas here and kind of where I think we're heading is something slightly larger than a regular iPhone, with a hard plastic casing. Well, I think some of the suggestions we've come up with are definitely very good ideas. Changeable casings, and our design team was possibly talking about including one extra faceplate with the package to kind of set the idea that you can change it and you can try to change it and kind of get used to it. Thinking about maybe buying another one, which can add value to our bottom line. Touchscreen interface, possibly having go-to buttons being stuck into the system so those don't move away from the screen. The important ones like power, volume, and jump between channels. And of course our voice command system, which I've talked a little bit about already. And the use of recognizable colors and shapes to aid recognition of the features that are around. So red for power, arrows for volume ups and downs, and channels ups and downs. And perhaps even adding in some stupid little jokes with the voice recognition.
Great. Great, wonderful, Ron. Cool. A lot of good ideas, good facts to have. That's what they need, is like a little dongle that just sticks out this further so you don't have to stand up every time, just connect it. My kingdom. Right, so good to know all that stuff. Thanks, guys. Now we kind of have to come to some decisions. I figure we can just go down the line and all three of us can have a chat about it. Based on what Nathan presented as far as the various costs and benefits, I think, I don't know, what do you guys think about the touch screen at this point?
Marketable feature just because it's so new and it's something that is showing up in other places.
Okay.
Can we really afford it? Because it looks like that would be a really main cost source. Then.
Mm-hmm.
My estimate is that in order to incorporate touchscreen technology, it's going to cost us upwards of €1,750
to produce each one.
Our goal was to be under 1250, or we have to be under 1250.
Well, there is. It's just, it is a question of, and how much, does that mean we're going to have to increase the price to make money? From 1250, if we want to get a 100% profit margin, that would mean selling it for 25. If you multiply 1750 by 2, that's 35. So. From the board. Well,
I think that's what people would pay for. I mean, if you're going to pay for an expensive high class remote, you're going to expect to do something.
That's true. I mean, and that's, to be fair, the the percent of the market, we're not going for mass mass sales anyway. We're going to make, I mean, we're not talking about selling 8 zillion of these things. We just couldn't, not for 25 euros. So we could probably maybe shrink the profit margins, and rather than sell them for 25, sell them for 30, but that's something that we can have finance deal with. I say that we provisionally go with the touch screen. What was your thought on the matter, Ron? And we could have a very simple touch screen. You know, there's always the opportunity if it's going to be about the size of the iPod or whatever. You know, I guess we can play around with it a bit. All right, let's say that. Okay, so the touch screen will be our main selling point here. So. The voice rec thing, I mean, if we're looking at bottom line, now we're looking at upping the cost to 17 to get the touch screen on. I think we might have to drop the voice rec.
I think we'd have to decide between them, definitely.
Yeah. What do you think on it, Nathan, about the voice rec?
I think if we do both, then obviously the production costs are going to go up. But it does put it into, it become the Rolls Royce of remote control.
We have to reflect back on what our market is.
Right, and they said they wanted voice recognition. Of course, maybe they hadn't thought of this whole touchscreen option, but definitely we know the market is there. So to say we have the technology and we're not going to use it, even though we know it'll sell, is a call I don't think I can give the high up. Really, I can't go in and say, no, we're going to just ignore everything we know.
Yeah.
Just having both really at my cost.
I can't see how it wouldn't. I mean, there's, you know, the old aphorism, you can have it fast, you can have it cheap, or you can have it quality. Pick two of three. You know, you can't have all three. It's just impossible. Well, if we're going to pick between... all right, so we have to pick between one of the two. Otherwise, yeah, it just becomes cost prohibitive. Which do we suspect we should hold on to?
Direction, but if that's what's going to sell, I think that's what we need to go with, and maybe we can table this touch screen for our next model.
Okay.
Voice recognition is simple. We already have all the technology in-house. It's ready to go.
What does the cost look like, Ron? Is it cheaper to do the VR or to do the touch screen? Nathan?
We already have technology in-house for voice recognition. We're not going to have to do as much design work. Sometimes design work is what it's
awesome. Right.
And we're still not, then we don't have to deal with this battery issue as much either.
Mm.
We can stick with what we've already got. We have other ways too.
Okay, so I'm getting... All right, so more or less, you guys think that of the two of them, the voice recognition will be better. Okay. Yeah.
Right now, we can have it on the market sooner, which is all in all our best option.
Okay. Sorted. We will omit the touch screen in favor of voice recognition.
So, and when are we going to have basic prototypes coming up next? that's you guys' next step.
Yeah, well, we'll sort out what else we're gonna talk about for the prototype. But yeah, that's our next step. It would be developing a prototype. Yes. We'll just run through it. You discussed either a lithium or a solar power. Would the solar power be enough to fuel a voice recognition of this kinesthetic one? Would that be enough to fuel a voice recognition remote control? Hmm. Mm. Yep.
We can't guarantee sunlight everywhere, so having a secondary source is probably.
It works about the same as a solar power calculator. And you know how those don't really
True.
require that much light.
True.
Obviously, a little more light than a calculator, but we're not talking about a lot. It doesn't have to be taking some of that.
Right. Okay. What do you think, Ryan? Okay. Yeah.
It's got voice recognition. It can be technically anywhere in your room and still do its job. True, and probably I think we're banging on something. It's more than just voice recognition. People like we want it to work
We have to have buttons on
fundamentally.
it too, as well.
Right.
But that's no bother. I mean, if you look at the catalog from places like the Sharper Image or whatever, they might have. Or like, who is it? Apple makes these really pretentious speakers with the subwoofers, like clear and glass, and then they got the little pyramidal type of speakers. I mean, why not have a little rounded kind of thing? It could still have the basic buttons on it, because we're going for basic functionality primarily as well. And maybe a menu button and so forth, use a channel button to scroll through the menu if they want to record programs or whatever, and we can sort that out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the airport portal,
Hmm.
like that little pod looking thing.
Yeah, I mean, a nice. Although we do, as I'm recalling that she mentioned, we need to get away from the surgical white kind of brushed aluminum thing and get back to it. But you could have a very tasteful, wood-colored or earth tone kind of.
Terracotta bowl or
Still, I mean, yeah, along those lines. Yeah, I like that. I like that idea a lot. Let's see what we can do as far as that goes. And the material, like the plastics and so forth, we were discussing that being using like a rubber kind of softer feel. Like if you feel the tip on this pen is a bit, gives just a bit. Something where it's a more advanced form of plastic that has some kind of a tactile response to it. Okay. Yeah, let's see if we can do a squishy, non-remote control looking remote control. But to be fair, yeah, I mean, you could just put it, literally put it on the coffee table next to the telly and say volume up. I like it. I like the idea. That's good. And we've sort of discussed costs. I guess that's gonna be a thing. If we run a bit over budget, that might be okay. We'll have more of an idea in the prototype. We'll have more of an idea later on. And we'll go from there. So we've revisited the touch screen and more or less ruled that out. I think so. We're more or less con we w we're more or less in agreement that we want to have a a simple kind of function, you know, not too complex. Like maybe have menu things.
If we're not going to touch screen root, then we can just incorporate maybe something that folds out. Like what you often see with these kinds of remotes is the most basic functions up here.
And
something
they slide.
That slides down to reveal the remote.
Yes.
Consider like an iPod screen, which isn't a touch screen, but you're still scrolling through menu options.
And we've also got the thing of if we're gonna have a non-remote looking remote, how do we? Yeah, but no, I mean we could do a slide or a compartment. You know, like if it's say it's a little vaguely ovoidal type of thing, it'd be easy to have a compartment in there, or you know a series of you know three or four buttons with a menu button and then a side and up and down type of thing, like on a DVD player. You know, you see the modern DVD players, they'll just have a menu button on the side and then four buttons around them and you can just kind of maneuver through the menu like that.
So are we talking, we need to figure out what kind of buttons we're going to use. Are we going to use scroll buttons, rubber buttons?
Well, it seems like, I don't know, it seems to me that we could just do the stick with the rubber because we're probably going to be using some kind of rubber for the outside case. We might as well stick with that.
Well, and those basic just like four directions that can use as menu or channel and volume or however you want to do it are really versatile and everybody's already got them to some extent on the most area, and so it's not like we're dealing with everybody relearning things because that's not something that anybody's going to want to buy before.
Okay. We've already kind of covered this as well. It seems to be selling. And we're more or less agreed that we want to target this youth market. Especially now with 18 to 35 year olds being such a large quantity of the population. Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, more or less covered what we need to cover, I think. Any final thoughts before we think about doing on the moving on to the prototype?
Well, what are we actually doing?
Right. I was just going to step on to...
Oh, it wasn't in the
way. Oh, my bad. sorry. The yeah, okay, I was just going to assign tasks in the next... Any other final thoughts before we go ahead? Cool.
It's very hard thing to predict because you have different cases and that might open up the marker a little bit, obviously. You have this one case and it doesn't go over well.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, having more cases also costs more. So.
Well, then again, colors wouldn't be so hard to do. You could have a kind of a natural wood color, like a stained wood, and I don't know, olive green or something. That wouldn't be so much of a problem to incorporate into the color of the rubber, I don't think. Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea. Okay, so let's work on multiple case colors. But yeah, stick with the same kind of, yeah, the same basic non-remote kind of remote design. Cool. All right, so we'll have the next meeting in about half an hour. Nathan, I'd like you to work on just the basic look and feel. What can we accomplish given these parameters that we've sort of sorted out, this kind of non-remote? What are our broad constraints before we design a prototype? And Ron, if you can figure out how probably best to lay out this idea of the simple design with the voice recognition built in, and also this kind of drop down or on the side kind of menu options, simple, somehow work out how we can get this all in the same place. And if you can check product evaluation, we can do some pilots and stuff. I need you guys to work together on making a prototype using prototype building materials. And also specific instructions will be sent to you by your coaches as well. So that's what to start with for now. Is that all right? Guys, feel clear about this? All right. I guess we'll just hit the bricks. Thanks, guys.